things started out bad, and they've only been getting worse. About a year and a half ago, the dead began rising from their graves, and the skull appeared in the heavens. Moon, visible both day and night, hung in the skies, dominating the vision of any who dared look upwards. Day by day, it seemed to grow, to take up far more space than any heavenly body should. Citizens the world over tried to maintain the normalcy of their daily lives, but plague, famine, and the walking dead seemed to be spreading as far as the eye could see. The Gamers Haven Podcast presents Pathfinder, All That Remains. This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.vorpalnetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven Podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures, games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
I'm barring it.
Okay, it is shut and locked and barred. So you're just going to leave your body there?
For now.
Let's put it somewhere, like, behind the counter or something.
I don't know if I'm comfortable just leaving her up here, though.
Yeah, but do you want to take her down in the hole?
Probably.
Or him, I mean.
Or at least back
to that. But you're going to be no good to us, then.
If or at least back to that back room. Well, I'm like a hole in the wall.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's no point in... Dude, this is like...
Well, what do you guys think we
I mean, I think we should probably just go after the guy in a timely fashion and get that over with and try and get back to her.
Okay, so then we'll put her in that back room with the trap door. And are you going to cat?
Is there possibly any kind of blanket or...
Yeah,
something we can
camouflage
her.
There are travel goods and
winter
blankets.
Let's put her in a back room, cover her up with something, and down the hole.
Okay,
so you guys have secured the front door. You arranged her on a little
Is there any like
pallet.
Tall like bookcases or something that we can put in front of the hole I knocked on?
You try and move some of the shelves, and they are nailed to the wall. Like, they're built in shelves, so there's no way to move them, unfortunately.
Birdie.
Happy birthday.
Birdie.
Tweet, tweet.
Okay. So, you guys proceed down the hole. In case you hadn't guessed, we're out of initiative count at this point in time. So, Wow. Oh, yeah. You guys, proceed down the ladder. Like I said, it's about 15 feet down. You get down there, and you're in a dugout and reinforced with wood on the wall. You keep the dirt up in the tunnel. That's about 5 feet wide and 7 feet high.
Nice.
And it proceeds straight ahead.
I'm going to pick up a pot down there.
Okay, do you have the light pot?
You've got the pot, yeah.
And it's glowing.
It is.
And it's lit.
It is. The pot is lit.
Should we, like, throw it in front of us and then go get it?
Clong.
Yeah.
Clong. Clong.
We're not coming.
If you would like to grab a little stone and do that instead of, because you can just let the, you can leave the pot and let it spell expire, and then you can sort of toss the coin ahead or a stone.
Dude, I think we should keep the pot because you could totally fling it at somebody.
Yeah, if there's zombies down here, I'm going to use it to ring some zombie heads.
You have got the pot.
Actually, no, I don't want to carry it because then I'm kind of
okay.
Not as well protected.
I'll carry it.
Okay, so you've got the pot.
But I'm in the middle.
You have your sword and shield.
I'm gonna lead the way.
Okay.
I'll hold it above your head so you can still see.
You guys begin walking, and the tunnel proceeds along for about 50 feet, and then takes a 90-degree right-hand turn.
You should probably peek.
Well, pull the pot away.
Okay.
Of course, I'm going to be blind if I look.
And well, I mean, there's no way to conceal the light source easily because it's a larger pot.
Yeah.
So, like, light is preceding you by 20 feet. So, and I mean, you guys have been in a tunnel. Like,
so
you can see a light
coming
from a lot longer than the illumination of the cast.
Right.
So I'm just going to take a...
So, I mean, if you guys are walking down here, with the amber burning torch, you'd be doing the same thing.
I'm going to take one of these around the corner and then...
Okay. The tunnel... proceeds.
All right. Well, then
that direction.
We'll go on around.
Yep. Right behind.
All right. It continues on, and you guys end up. You've been walking for about 5 minutes now, and it's still going.
Crap.
It is not as far down as the sewers, but at some point in time, someone dug out this tunnel under the city. And it's proceeding roughly to the west. Like, you would be heading back towards the... sort of in the direction of the keep, but not expressly. You know? If that makes sense. Because it's not heading directly west. I mean, southwest-ish. So, but yeah, it's proceeding, and it's not completely straight. It bends occasionally.
We're in like a tunnel.
1912.
You're in 12.
And 12 headed towards.
Headed towards like.
It's
one.
Headed
13.
Roughly towards 16 and 18. Is roughly where it's the direction it's going.
Okay.
To. I mean it, and that's only because you knew the direction it was heading, and you know what way it turned. You guys have no way of determining direction underground, unfortunately. Not a dwarf amongst you. So. So yeah, you guys
keep walking.
Yep.
Okay. Tell me when you want to stop. The tunnel keeps going. Another 5 minutes passes.
At this point, I'm gonna think that we should probably turn around and go back because we're gonna end up on the other side of the city.
Right. Should we get her and come back this way?
It's away from where we're supposed to go. I mean, I'd rather cart her to the...
Not real. It's kind of...
I'd rather cart her back to the... help me out.
The keep.
And then go back around, just the three of us. I'd rather do that or get her healed at the keep and then continue on than to...
And we can bar the door, that entrance of the door, from the outside.
Right.
So if he comes back through that way, he can't get out. He has to go back and come through town to get back to it.
I'm turning around.
He would have less
back.
Of a chance of staying human or whatever.
Okay, so you guys are going to go back and pick up Smith's body?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And go out the
Weston,
front door.
Are you going to watch
and
Thomas?
Go to where?
Back to the keep.
Okay.
And try and get her revived.
Okay.
That's enough.
All right.
And try and get Shim revived.
Okay. You guys head back out and leave.
Not
like
that stupid bread.
What bread?
Amish French bread.
You guys leave the guardsman's pack. And
Shem's on my body.
Yep, you're carrying him over over your shoulder. Looks like the streets are clear right
That's
now.
Good.
So you're able to slowly take your way back over to the keep, and it takes you a good hour, right. Especially you're moving slowly because you're carrying the body. And you make it to the entrance of the keep. So yeah, you made it to the entrance of the keep.
Guys, let us in.
You don't hear any response.
Great.
Is there like a secret frickin' knock or something?
You just pounded on the door when you were running in a few days ago.
There's nobody walking up around the top thingy?
You don't see anyone. You made me a perception check though.
20.
23.
You don't see anything, but you think you can hear something. You're not sure if it's weeping or laughing.
Great.
I was gonna say, please tell me it's not a.
But it's a sound that kind of sets you on edge a little bit.
And all the people are gone.
Oh, it's a witch.
Burner.
Is there anything to...
Can we climb the outside wall?
Outside wall's 30 feet tall.
I have a rope and I'm going to grapple myself up.
You now have a grappling hook.
Is there any debris that we could fashion one out of?
Make me a luck check.
I got a 6!
You find,
we have that crowbar too.
You do have a crowbar.
You find some twisted bits of metal, and you've got the crowbar. You think you might be able to fashion something.
A crude.
Yeah. To let you
All right. So let's try it. And, who's climbing?
Okay. You'll need whoever's tossing it up is going to need to make a range touch. Just DC 10.
Okay.
So it's just plus D20 plus strong. your range attack to get it up there.
Mm-hmm. 19.
Yeah, you swing this crudely fashioned thing up there, and the crowbar piece specifically flies up and actually sticks between two of the crenellations.
Nice.
And you tug on it good, and it feels like it's gonna stay. That's a 19. You hear noises behind you.
Weston. No.
Why don't you go watch Thomas and his kite?
You think the clattering of the crowbar might have drawn something. Okay, so to climb, you can move half your speed while you're climbing, in terms of like rounds of actions in a given round. And if you have a rope with a wall to brace against, which you do, it's only a DC 5 to climb up. And I believe climb is under acrobatics.
No, it's got its own.
Yeah. So I mean, for most of you, if it's untrained, it's just a strength check, basically. So a D20 plus your strength modifier.
Should one of us go up first and see what we see, and because you might have to, if we hear stuff coming behind, you might have to try and hook her up him
up
with you.
Well. To get into the... If her weight is not above your maximum load, then you're going to be okay.
270?
Let's see. Your maximum load...
It's like 1,500.
Because you actually have to climb. We're going to use your lift above your head, and it calculates all that. So, let's see here.
Less than...
You play cleanup?
Okay, you're your heavy load is 300 pounds. Whoa. That's how much you can hold on to and still move.
Okay.
With what you have on you right now, you're carrying 58 pounds of gear. Your shield, your armor, your swords. That's I've got it all in the program. So you're carrying 58 pounds of gear. So to be able to carry her, you're going to have to shed 28 pounds of gear.
How much does my greatsword weigh?
Enough. You could leave the greatsword down here and still have your shield, your long sword.
Yeah, one of them.
Definitely. What's your strength block? Is it? It's a 15?
Yeah, 15.
Yeah, you can definitely carry the greatsword.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So you got his greatsword. Someone make a note of it someplace, because again we're tracking everything. So you no longer have the greatsword on you. Okay. Yeah. And as you guys,
I'm just
going
to go ahead and carry her up with me.
That's
as
fine.
I'm climbing.
Yeah. As you guys are getting ready to climb up, you can see there. It looks like there are three shapes shambling from the wreckage.
Nice.
So.
Okay.
Can zombies climb?
Now it's religion.
I got a 12.
Okay.
11.
You've never seen one climb. That will get you, if you're double moving, that will get you just up to the top. Okay. Just shy of being able to peek over.
Right.
This round. So.
Are you guys climbing the road behind me?
Yes.
Are you?
Well, no, I'm. I don't think we should.
Okay.
It'll take another another move action and a climb check for you to crawl over.
Okay.
Okay. So what are you guys doing?
I'm going to hold until he can get to the top because that's going
to
be a lot of weight on that rope.
Okay.
And that fashion crowbar.
If we need to fight off zombies, I guess.
Okay. All right. So make me another climb check real quick.
Yeah,
fine. Okay, you haul the two of you up over.
I'm just pulling it up to try and see what's going on.
You look over, and you see bodies.
Oh my gosh!
And the sound that you heard before, you still can't tell if it's laughing or crying, but it sounds like kind of a wacky mixture of both.
Now, what I know somewhere to be able to find.
No.
Like health potions, if there are any in here.
Yeah, there's a chapel. And you've heard tell, since you're not one of the clerics, that it's down in one of the rooms off the bailey near the quartermaster's door, on the opposite side of the keep from where you are right now.
Of course.
That you could get down there and you think there's a reasonable certainty that they would either be in there, still in the chapel, or they'd be in the court with the quartermaster's gear because they would have had everything accounted for. Your soldier's instincts tell you it's probably with the quartermaster. So.
I'm going to stick my head back down over the wall and say, they're all bodies. Should I go in and try and find
bodies.
A health potion?
Well,
but I wouldn't leave her with
I'm going to say, well,
I would take
I was going to down. Because the wall's like so wide for people to walk in.
Oh yeah, it's a
and then it's got
wall.
Like things,
ventilations.
Right.
Yeah.
So effectively, he could get her up there. He could lay down and be out of sight until we got up.
Of anything on the outside, yeah, definitely.
Well, on the inside, not.
You don't know. That would be a stealth check.
Okay.
About a corpse that we can make essentially.
Well, you'd have to lay down. You can lay down the body, but you're a moving thing.
Right.
So I would say, you know, try and hide until we get up.
Okay. Well, the zombies are coming closer to you guys.
Right.
One more round's worth of actions, and they're going to be on you.
Okay.
Okay. So
they make me a perception check.
22.
They look like the gooey kind.
Nice.
The plague ones?
And the ones that spread the infection. I would start climbing the rope.
That's what I'm going to do.
Okay, so you want to start climbing?
Yeah.
Make me a climb check.
Okay.
It's a DC 5.
Right. Okay. Here you go. Up. Okay.
Hey.
Mommy's
yeah,
gonna
I know
go
who
potty.
That is, but no screaming. Okay, you make it up with no problem.
Okay, so do we want to roll for Black too?
Black, you want to roll a climb check for you? Alright, yeah, go for it.
Plus two.
19.
Yeah, you're fine. Yep, alright, so you guys get up near the top.
I'm pulling the rope up too. Just
yeah,
in case.
Yeah, and you can actually, on the start of your next turn, you can help haul them over. Now, all of those actions have been out in the open to this point. If you wish to remain stealthy, you will now have to make stealth checks.
Right.
And keep in mind your various armor check penalties for the gear that you're wearing.
Yeah.
I can look up exactly what your things are, so.
Will I have anything for that step of leather?
Yeah, it's a minus one armor check penalty.
Okay.
Did he run off with my pencil?
No. No, it's under her sheet there.
Oh, she's
and hers is right there beside Amy's.
Okay.
She's upstairs, dude. She went to the bathroom. She went potty. Seriously.
So now that she's back up, I'm going to have her hand me my greatsword too, and I'm going to put it back on.
Okay. It's now it's strapped to your back again.
Okay. Let's come up here. Probably get in trouble for erasing on her paper.
No, I'm hoisting Shim back on my shoulders and.
Okay.
Okay, make your perception check.
I'm totally crouching.
Okay.
Critical perception.
So it's a 22.
Yeah. The laughing, crying sound is coming from down in the courtyard.
And do we need to go down in the courtyard to get to the chapel?
Yeah. The only set of stairs... Well, there's a set of stairs on either side of the gate... right where you guys are,
mm-hmm.
And then there's another set on the other side, so you could walk around the perimeter and go down those stairs in the back.
I think that might be the best way, because whatever this thing is, it's laughing or crying, unless it's, you know,
yeah, we gotta
it's probably Fenric giggling down there because everyone's dead and he doesn't know what to do with himself.
Well, no, okay, where is the chapel?
Like over by two?
Oh.
Opposite where you guys are, basically.
Is it
still inside this part of the gated?
Yes.
Okay.
You see the L shape?
Yeah.
Then if that's it's over there.
Okay. I didn't know if we had to get through that gate or.
Nope.
Okay.
No. It's inside the main bailey.
So then there's another set of steps like around here somewhere.
Yeah,
too.
Pretty much.
Okay. Yeah. Then that's
whether or not they're on the map, it's there.
Okay.
That's what we're.
We're gonna try and make it. Yes.
Okay.
What's my minus for my armor?
Let's see. Armor check penalty on your armor.
Minus what?
Check right now. Check penalty is only a minus two. It's a chain shirt.
Okay.
So it's that plus your dexterity modifier plus the D20 roll. And it's all opposed by whomever spot or perception,
right.
So.
He got a 13, I got a 14.
13, 14, 7. 7, okay. Alright.
Very stealthy.
I'm also carrying Shim.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys begin creeping your way around the perimeter. The noise doesn't change at all. You get no indication that anyone has spotted you or anything like that.
We put the crowbar back in our pack.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys make it all the way around to the opposite set of stairs, and it takes you a while because you're only moving. You can only move half your speed while you're sneaking, and you're pretty encumbered anyway. So,
God, I need her to wake up because I'm so tired of carrying Shim.
But you guys make it around, and you can see across the courtyard. You're getting a good look at the courtyard as you're going, and there are. Dead guardsmen, dead commoners. It looks like just about everybody that was in here.
Can we see good enough to see what kind of wounds they have?
Make a perception check.
27.
Yeah, they're all straight slices. They're not... You don't see, like, bite marks or claw marks.
Okay.
But they're not like here?
No. I'm talking like someone's lying there and it looks like part of an arm was lopped off. You can see a cut across the chest. You can see it. I mean, you're a little bit bewildered as to what, I mean, you almost don't, like, you know what it is, but you don't know what it is, because it seems like they're sword wounds.
Right.
Everyone has climbed up, and you're creeping around the perimeter of the top of the keep, and looking down at the bodies that are down below, and someone, Lita made a perception check to see if she could tell. Tell what killed him, and it's hard to tell from here, but it looks like sword wounds.
Do any of them have like the clerical garb that might have potions on?
There were no other clerics.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it was just the two of them.
Yeah, they were the only clerics left. Everyone else was either out in the city or out on that patrol that went, you know. So you guys make it all the way around to the stairs on the opposite side of the keep, and you look over near the gate, and there is amongst, you know, the corpses, there is a figure sitting there with a bloody sword across its knees.
It's our leader guy. He don't want psycho, dude.
It looks surprisingly like Fenric.
Man, I called that.
And that laughing, crying sound is coming from him.
Dude, that's enough. Stop.
That's a small sampling one. And that's been echoing across the courtyard the entire time.
Right.
Okay, so I'm gonna try and sneak down the
I have a question. Is my cast light, is that a touch spell?
Yeah. You touch whatever you want to turn to light or have light up.
I don't recommend casting light right now.
No, I was just saying.
Yeah, okay. So you guys can it
same sneak check or
the wrong spells. Is this another day?
He looks no. This is
this is like 3 hours.
It looks like he is completely oblivious to anything. You guys creep all the way down the stairs and inside the quartermaster's storehouse, and it looks pretty wrecked. Like, you don't know what might have happened, but it looks like it's in disarray, and actually there's the body of the quartermaster is lying across the threshold. But you
all done.
Want to search it, I assume?
Yeah.
Okay. Perception check, please.
So what? The body of the quartermaster, he's dead?
Yeah. Everybody is dead.
Who's Fenric? His name is the quartermaster?
Fenric is the guy who orders us out.
He's the daymaster. That's his title. Quartermaster is the person in the military who's in charge of the disbursement of goods.
27.
Okay. Amongst the disarray, because it's not destroyed, it's not smashed or anything, you find a small leather script with three vials in it. Black, you are able to identify them as cure light wounds potions.
All right.
Three of them.
All right, right now.
Okay, number so you dump one down Smith's throat. It's a D8 plus one. And it heals from her current total.
I thought it healed from zero.
It actually healed. That's in 4th edition. We were doing that in the last game. But
if anybody else want to roll this, I'm a little nervous.
Who's doing it?
Just lost a binky.
Which one should I use? The
Where's
brown or the black?
Binky? Just.
Just. Max. Okay, so you dump the potion down Smith's throat.
Three.
And.
Plus four. So she's at four.
Yep, so she's at four and she's.
I have back, four too.
Back in the land of the
world. Well, now that she's awake, she's going to channel energy.
Okay.
So she can do that 5 times.
So.
It's a d6 each time.
So can I take one?
Well, he's rolling the d6 to see how much healing he's done.
Three.
Alright, so for me?
For everyone.
Okay.
Everyone is... Alright.
And she's going to do it again.
I just need four more.
Well, she needs three more, and I need four more, so...
Hoping for four higher.
Three, that's good
okay,
enough.
Good enough. Alright, so you guys are just about back up to full steam again, and you now have two Cure Light potions.
Nice.
So whoever has those needs to write them down, please.
Yes.
Do you want me to put them in my sack?
Sure.
And this isn't going to be like the other game where, oh, there's a silly grab.
Oh, wait a minute. I have to take
you
the...
You have the Cure Light potions.
I wonder, should we split them up?
Yeah.
I need to take off the crowbar and one rope, right?
Yes.
If we don't have that anymore.
No,
I don't have any.
I picked it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes. He grabbed it. He grabbed it. You got
but
it.
But I don't have it. Do I have it?
So then sure. Do I have it? Or does it matter?
It doesn't.
Okay,
you've had the opportunity to give it, so
okay.
I'm
that's fine.
Do you want one?
I don't really have much place to carry it, so...
Then you should have it.
Okay.
You two now have...
I have a Cure Light.
One Cure Light.
Right.
Okay.
Roll me another perception check.
Everybody?
Yeah.
15.
7.
12.
No,
Black, you notice... While you're in the quartermaster's, you know, this is where all of the supplies were kept, the food and everything. And you notice a faint, like, rotting smell. Like, something smells just off. Like, not like the death and decay and everything that you've seen around, but like, you know, not... Like something's going bad. Like food is going bad.
Like food is going
yeah.
bad?
Yeah.
So, and there's probably no way that there are more health potions inside of the, like behind him. I assume there's like a door and like a shed sort of
you're,
thing.
You're inside.
Oh, okay.
Shed. Yeah. So yeah, as you're, you want to check anything out or...
Wow.
Sorry, horses are crazy. Well, I'll tell them, dude, this smells like rotting food.
So I'm gonna look around.
Let's do it.
Okay,
I'm gonna sniff.
You guys can take a 20.
Yeah.
Okay,
check.
Sure.
But you look around and you find, like, you sort of follow your noses back to the.
No, Weston.
The general food stores, and it looks like the food is going bad. And we're talking. Most of this is trail rations. We're talking hardtack, rotten meat,
rotten not the ones we have with us.
No, those are, yeah, as far as you know.
Okay.
But it looks like there are... There are little bugs, like, crawling in the fruit, and, like, the stores are rotting somehow.
Which is uncommon.
Yeah.
For trail rations, they're like beef jerky.
Beef jerky, the hardest grid you've ever had in your life, and dry fruit is rotting right now.
Yeah, we should probably GTFO before it gets a hold of our food or us.
Well, I'm gonna go by the chapel and see if there's any more health potions. But just on the off chance there are.
Okay. I'm just saying, out of this shed.
Now that we're all here and awake again.
Yes.
So, let's sneak over to the chapel.
Okay, here's a question.
Stealth checks for that.
Oh, sorry.
One.
Should we even bother with him?
With Fenric?
Yeah. Can we bar the door from the outside and just let him do his thing?
The door's barred.
Like, from the outside, though.
He can't open it by himself. It's a two-man operation.
So he's stuck in there.
Aside from the fact
the
that there's an entrance to the sewers.
And that he could climb down like we climbed up.
Yeah, you would not be able to silently... Get rid of all of the rope and grappling hooks that the
I
army
also
had,
grab
you know?
A couple grappling hooks.
Okay, you have two
in here as well.
Yep. Yeah, you have two grappling hooks.
Not a bad idea.
I'll give
and
you
hemp
all.
Rope, if there's any. Well, we have four.
Five.
Yeah, we got 200 feet. I don't think.
Okay. Is there anything else that we should grab while we're here?
What kind
because
of?
We're not because odds
can
are
I
we're
ask
gonna...
a really stupid question?
Mm-hmm.
My mind just, I don't keep track of the whole history of this very well.
Sure.
Why are we here killing? Like, I remember that all of a sudden stuff just went wrong in the city, but mm-hmm. Is this the point to kill all the, like, where, What's the point?
We're trying.
It just happened. We're not killing.
Yeah, I'm really not trying to like.
You are a priest of Tempest living in the city of Lavo.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
And everything went south.
And you're trying to survive.
Up until this point,
so we're just trying to survive.
Up until this point, you've been following the orders of your commanding officer, just like someone in the military is supposed
to.
Apparently, your commanding officer is a weeping mess.
Yeah.
And is across the courtyard.
We are.
That is the situation.
We're dead.
So, essentially, outside there's a whole bunch of zombies.
There are a couple of zombies.
Maybe normal people that are kind of cuckoo themselves. Maybe normal, maybe not. Inside, there's a cuckoo officer and us.
Yep.
Still alive.
Four on one.
And you are playing your character, and you need to figure out what your character is going to do and why.
So if
you have to react to the situation. That's
so free. We could just kill this guy.
Okay, that's your your vote.
Then
vote.
Okay.
I say we kill him.
Are we going to try? Do you really want to try and sneak attack kill him, or do you want to try and talk to him and see if he's?
I want to sneak attack kill him. I want to charge him up and kill him.
I mean,
well, I want to go to the chapel real quick and.
Do we want to see if he's lucid enough to maybe come with us, or
is there anything else that we want to get that
maybe he just
out of here?
Because he's obviously pretty BA. If he killed a whole town,
supply wise, we need to figure out if there's anything else we're going to need to survive.
Besides a nuclear, there's plenty of food.
Are there any? Were those the only three vials? Like, there's no other vials in this shed.
That's all you found.
Okay.
Small, light weaponry of any kind?
Sure. You want that light crossbow?
I do.
There is one sitting there.
Nice.
How about any there's probably no masterwork weaponry in here?
20 bolts.
20, okay.
Yeah.
There's probably no masterwork weaponry in here?
No.
Okay.
Now, all the stuff was serviceable.
Okay, I'm just trying to...
Good quality, military-grade stuff, but not...
What else? Is there anything... can you guys think of anything else like grappling hook quality sort of stuff that we might need to get through the city by, you know, without?
What about like tinder twigs and
matches and torches? But we have the other burning
torch, and I can cast light.
But we may need fire at some point.
A small backpack maybe?
I have a small backpack.
Yeah, well, he does. There's a backpack.
Okay.
You can grab that.
We should probably have another crowbar just in case we have to. Are there crowbars?
Yes, there are a couple crowbars.
You want, because I have that one, or no, you have that one.
I don't know that I want to carry all that much stuff, but.
I want to do a perception
metagaming.
Check.
That's metagaming. You know, I like to do that.
What are you trying to do, a perception check?
He rolled something over there.
Cheater.
What? He wasn't making a... He didn't try to move quietly.
Yeah, there's no role for Musana. Oh, yeah, okay, Musana. No. Anyway, so if there's nothing... I mean, if there's nothing else, let's get to the chapter.
I would like to grab...
I'm grabbing tinder twigs, just in case any matches.
That's a good idea.
If I can find some.
Okay, roll me a luck check for those. Those are a little more...
Cool. Something to beat the crap out of whatever's coming up on us.
Yep.
3, 4, 5, 6. 3, 5, 6.
Yeah, the ones and the sixes are all that matter. So, but yeah, you find 2 tinder twigs. It's not like a box of matches.
Right.
These have to be prepared by an alchemist. So, but they have to be kept in their little oil pouch, or they, you know, will get if they get wet, they're ruined.
You want to put these in your backpack?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, they're going in his backpack.
Two.
Okay.
As you guys are rooting around in the quartermaster's area, you hear a voice behind you.
Who is it? Do we recognize him?
They wouldn't listen to me. They wouldn't listen. No one listens. No one listens.
We're listening.
No one listens to me.
Hi, what's your name today?
Fenric.
Hi, Fenric. What's up?
No one listens. They wanted to leave. They said it wasn't safe. I showed them it's not safe. Not safe anywhere. Not safe.
How you doing, Fenric?
Are you turning around to see?
Yeah.
Okay. He's not like standing in the. He's sort of just wandering around the courtyard.
Nice.
We should fucking tie him up. Big step.
What's handle rope now?
Youth rope?
Yeah, what's youth rope now?
Survivor,
I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
I told them it wasn't safe. It wasn't safe, and they didn't believe me. No one believed me. They believe me now. They believe me now.
Does he collapse at this point?
No.
Yes, he's a blue climber.
I really think we need to get to the chapel and get the hell out of here. Get the heck out of here.
Okay, sorry, I'm finishing writing this down.
So, are we talking to him?
I see you! I see you staring at me. Close your eyes! Close your eyes! Close your eyes! And you see him, he wasn't looking at you guys. You see him walk over to one of the dead bodies whose eyes are... And he kneels, he like crouches down and grabs the body, and the head like lolls back, and it's one that he got in the... So, it parts, and the throat is... Close your... And he starts shaking it. You close your... And starts swearing a blue streak, you know.
Wow.
Stop staring at me! Stop staring at me! Stop staring at me!
Okay, now do we think that we can get
and then
him?
And then he stops, and... I'm hungry. He turns towards the quartermaster's. You've got one moment to make a stealth check if you want to try and...
Yes, I'm GTF.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Okay.
I don't want to be channeled into the back of a wall here with nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
Okay, neither of us
what,
do
the,
very
what,
well.
You,
got, I got a 7 plus...
Six, six.
Two, so I got a 9.
I got a 24.
Shmoka. Got a 2.
So I'm gonna I'm gonna slide out, like, out of sight somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where. Maybe I could go to the...
The chapel and look for health potions?
Yeah.
Okay, can I say one thing?
Yeah.
Since... We both did so poorly, I'm going to assume we're just going to ready for...
That is not... He has to make a perception check.
Okay.
I mean, that's the thing. There's no automatic failure with you know, this kind of kind of check, so you always have a chance.
Woo!
You should ready for battle, though.
Can I do something?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
His name's... And we call him Commander, right?
Yes.
So we call him Commander?
Mm-hmm.
I start calling him like I'm looking for him. Commander! Commander! Are you here? Where are you, Commander?
Who goes there? And he has his sword.
Yeah.
It's Black and Hector and Shvelka.
It's
no,
Black.
No, you're dead. You're all dead. You're all dead. I sent you to die. I know. Everyone dies out there.
We just came back from your bidding. We brought you...
We found one of the guards that you sent out.
No, they're dead. They're all dead.
It was Burn.
Okay.
He was dead.
Roll me a diplomacy check. This is not going to be an easy one.
Yeah, I'm not going to probably get it, but unless I crit. I got a 20.
He stops for a moment. Burn? You found Burn?
Woo! Yeah.
Commander, you're right. It's not safe out there at all. You were there the whole time. I'm glad we listened to you.
I was... You... No. You're lying! You're lying to me.
We're
no,
not
Commander.
Lying.
They all lied to me. They all paid.
I'm reaching into my bag and pulling
but they
out...
All
you're gonna pay!
I burned out...
It's
patch.
It's initiatives. He's running at you.
Woo!
So, did he see me?
No.
Okay.
Wait, what was your?
24.
Nope. As far as you know.
Right. So.
Woo!
I'm hanging back in the shadows for right now. Until I.
Woo!
You have it.
Mm-hmm.
I turned to the chapel real quick, though.
Yeah.
Ooh! Give me just 1 second here. Okay, I need to not quite yet. I need to do something here real quick.
No more for Weston. Where's your juice? No juice. Here, wait a minute, you can have it just a minute. Here.
These are our two initiatives.
Okay.
Shake it, shake it. Shake it, shake it. Did you drool all over me?
Sorry.
Want to?
No. Sweet. You have to do that again, let me know.
What?
Seriously.
What?
Just let me know.
Why?
Because I want to know.
That's weird. Have you seen, he's mowing that whole, like, field where he's been cutting all these trees?
Shake it, shake it, shake it. Good job.
Can I shake it, shake it? Shake it, shake it.
Are you sucking on an electrical cord? Shake it,
shake it.
Shake it, shake it. Shake it, shake it.
Shake it, shake it.
Shake it,
shake
it. Shake it.
For horsey, you gotta hug mommy's leg. Here, no, hug mommy's leg. Do an arms hug. Ready? Oh no, he fell over! Oh no, he fell over again.
Oh no, worthy.
Oh no.
Did you say I'm not worthy?
Of course he fell over. You weren't watching, Thomas.
Sorry about this, guys.
Okay.
I did not quite expect for this to happen this evening.
One more time and then we're all done.
Dan, I just found a 1995 Dodge Viper supercharged.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll fit it right straight up for years.
Yeah, no.
Oh no!
Viper with 1,000 raw horsepower.
Nice.
No, all done with horsies. Horsie has to go to bed.
They're like cell phone pictures.
Lester, you want to go watch Bob the Builder?
Bob the Builder. Can we fix it? Bob the Builder.
No horsies?
No horsies, all done.
No horsies?
All done.
Okay.
So did we just take too much time trying to sort everything out?
Can we fix it?
Yeah, that was the deal with that.
Can we fix it?
Did we almost get him to believe us, though?
You were kind of close, yeah.
Yeah.
No, leave it alone.
So I would have had to crit to...
Pretty much. Okay.
Pterodactyl.
Alright. Let's see. So,
where's Daddy?
Okay. So, Black, what was your initiative?
10.
Let me see what that was for now.
Here, buddy. Let's go see Bob. Alright, and, Hector, your initiative.
Hector, 14.
All right, and Smith?
Yes, all
right,
15.
Okay, and Alvita, your initiative?
21.
Okay, he acts first on a 24. You can see as he's coming up to you, though, he's injured. He's not fresh and hale and hearty. He's been hurt, so... all right, and he is in a confused state, obviously, so I'm going to just roll randomly to see which one of you he goes for.
The way... Now, before you do this...
Yeah.
Like, I picture this room that we're in. Like, uh-huh. Here's the door, of course.
Yep.
Shavelka's probably back here, okay. And I'm here.
Okay.
And where would you guys be? You're gone.
I've already slipped out, yeah.
Yeah.
So then where would
and
you
I
be?
And I was kind of approaching him, so I'm...
So you're, like, here?
Where's he?
I don't know. Where would he be?
Right about...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, then, you're the closest one. Yeah. So he's coming after you. And he is running forward. He has his long sword in his hand, and he swings at you with it.
Duck.
And that is a 19 to hit. All right. Where in the world is my D8? 4 points of damage. Okay.
I don't understand how to channel, how to summon monsters in this new game.
There's a list that is specifically...
Oh, is it in the pack card book?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's with the spell. I haven't decided yet if I want to do the open summoning like we did in the last one or not, so for now we're just going to stick to the core ones.
Okay.
Lita, you're up.
Okay, I'm going to stealthily make my moves to the chapel.
Okay, so you're going to head over to the chapel?
Right.
Okay, yeah, you're easily able to make it over there.
Okay.
And you are at the entrance of the chapel, you can actually open, and you can open the door.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Okay, you do so. All right, you're there. Smith. I can pull up the stats for whatever.
Okay. She's going to summon... probably a dire rat.
Okay.
And then
give me just a moment.
Okay.
You gotta be careful in hooking her like that when you're sitting up.
I know.
Even how she likes to flip forward.
Wait, what does the asterisk mean? Hold on. Switcher may be summoned with celestial tempting of dark god. English tempting of fairy evil. So.
Celestial?
Yeah.
Okay, just a moment here.
I don't know what that necessarily would do.
It means that its attacks are good aligned and it can smite evil.
Which I doubt is evil, but.
Alright, that
is just insane.
Just 1 second. This is. This is so, so very useful. Like, I cannot tell you how useful this program is. Okay, yeah, so it's celestial. It has resistance 5 to acid, cold, and electricity. It is a rat, so it still does have the filth fever. And it can smite evil once a day. It's +0 to hit for it, and +1 to damage. All right, so that's a 4-round action. It'll be in effect at the start of the next.
Shem is backing up further.
It's a 4-round act.
He doesn't have a move action that goes along with it.
It's a 4-round action to cast a summon spell, so that it takes up just like a full attack action.
Okay.
Okay, Hector, your turn.
So he's next to Black right now, right?
Uh huh.
Then I'm going to go around the other side and flank with Black.
Okay, to be able to do that, you're going to provoke an opportunity attack.
Also, okay, never mind, then I'm just going to go and attack him.
Okay. you can get to a point where you could take a 5-foot step next turn to fight.
Okay, yeah. That's a 23.
You hit?
see. That's 10 points of damage.
Okay. Okay, black.
Okay. I
always bet on black.
Now, can she take a 5-foot step and flank?
Yes.
I will take a 5-foot step and flank.
Okay, you take a 5-foot step, you are now flanking, you have a +2 to your attack.
I was going to say, if it works for me, it could work for her right there.
I was going to say, just scoot her in, she'll be fine.
Are we...
We're flanking. You and I.
We're going in for the kill.
He's already there for the kill. So
I've already
All right, then I'm taking my Morningstar and going...
Okay. Monkey style on his butt.
Plus...
Wouldn't that be eight?
That's
what I was going for.
Okay.
Oh, come at you like a spider monkey. If you cast a spell, you have to cast defensively, or you will take an opportunity attack.
I don't know what that means. How did he do that? Sit down, Weston.
You would have to make.
He's been up there.
You'd have to make a concentration check. If you fail the concentration check, you lose the spell.
What's concentration?
It's not a skill on this one anymore. It's a d20 plus your caster level plus your wisdom modifier.
3, so plus 4.
Yeah, so d20 plus 4, and the difficulty of it is 15.
So I have to roll
plus twice the spell's level. So you have to roll 17. And you've got a d20 plus 4.
So I have to roll 13.
Yep. If you fail the concentration check, spell's gone. You just can't cast it.
Why don't you just smack him?
Okay, I was going to do enlarged person, but... Okay.
They have to smack it down. Usual attack plus 2.
So plus 4.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're flanking.
She rolled a 2.
That's a 6. Plus 2 is 8. You know. He's probably still wearing some armor, though.
Benny, Benny, Benny!
I never bet. 19.
Is that a crit with her Morningstar?
No.
It's plus 4 is 23.
Okay, you hit. What are your damage?
So I didn't hit without my step on?
No, I just want you. He just wants you need to be in
the
habit
of
giving me your total, so I was asking for your total. Why didn't you keep your dice out?
Because I moved from there to here. Is this an 8?
Yes.
Plus 2. 8 plus 2 is 10.
Yes, it is.
That's 20 points on him between you and I.
Yeah, he is looking pretty poorly. It is, however, his turn. And he was focused on you before, so he's gonna stay that way. And he takes his full attack action. He gets 2 attacks.
Nice.
Sweet!
Yeah, that's what you think. You see Moon? Right,
the first one is a 12.
Yeah.
That hits?
No.
Yes, you do. No, your AC is 15.
What do you mean?
Armor class, not
15.
No.
Oh! Yeah, 15. No, it doesn't hit.
All right. Whiffs. And the second one...
I've never really been attacked that much.
Is a 7. He misses twice.
Wow. Oh, he's going to get lit up this turn, hopefully. Because now there's a dire rat about to go...
Okay, Smith.
The dire rat pops in.
Dire rat pops in.
Takes its full attack.
It's appearing right next to it. Oh. Right next to it. Okay, its full attack is a plus 1.
You want to roll it?
No, it's you're in control, so roll it.
That's a 7. But
that will miss.
Should I have been a 4 Smith?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Sorry about that.
That's okay. All
right. Yeah. You make it into the chapel. You're looking for.
Yes, I'm searching for potions or.
There's a little side room with like the Red Cross.
Okay.
Like whatever symbol is analogous to that.
Right.
So you think you might be able to, if anywhere you're gonna find it in there, because the rest of it is just dedicated to Tempest.
Okay.
So it's gonna be a move and a move to open.
Okay.
So.
Done.
Okay, then Smith, the rat goes, the rat missed. What's Smith doing?
Smith is,
Be careful, honey.
Is going to touch her great axe, his great axe, with magic weapon.
Okay.
Which is a plus one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that takes her great axe to a plus one instead of. And then she's going, and then Shim's going to stand there for.
She was liking it.
And ready to move in next round.
Okay, sounds good. Hector, what are you doing?
Hector is swinging away.
Okay.
That is a 18.
That will hit.
20. Flanking.
Yes.
Let's see. D8.
Oops, you can't. You're sitting there staring at it.
That is
like,
9 points.
Okay. All right, Black.
I'm gonna take him out, dude.
Okay. Take. See, you put your dice.
Yeah,
away.
You sure did.
That's what I'm talking. That's what I'm asking you.
All right.
No, I'm swinging away.
Plus four total.
11.
Nope.
Nice try.
Okay. It is. Hey.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he was like the. No.
And you were the last one to hit him, so he whirls upon you.
He turns around. That should be an opportunity attack. Every time he breathes, opportunity attack.
Let's see. That is a. What is that to hit? I believe it is a 21.
It is.
Okay. 6 points of damage on the first one.
Alright.
And that is an 18.
Miss.
Oh, wait, sorry. From 21. Again. Sorry about that. I was looking at the wrong line. That was 6 points.
Alright.
Okay. Lita.
Okay, so I'm going to search the room.
Okay.
Perception check.
Yep. Okay, you see a small container sitting, like there's, you know, like bandages and whatnot, and there's a small metal container sitting off to the right-hand corner of the room.
Okay.
It looks like it might, it looks set apart from the others.
Okay.
You also, as you're glancing at it, it looks like it might have something funny going on with it. Smith. Rat?
Yeah, Rat's gonna go again.
Alright.
Got a less than last time.
Okay.
Smith is going in with axe and starting to swing away.
Okay. Don't forget the plus one to hit and damage.
And can she be flanking with her rat?
Yeah. Hey! Dude.
That's a 19 plus 2 is 21, plus 2 more is 20.
A hit is what it is.
Whatever.
Careful, Weston. Weston.
That's it.
Okay.
Max damage, okay. 10 points.
Okay. Dude is still up, but not happy about it. Hector.
Hector's going to try and swing again.
Okay.
He's eating the curtains.
20. Crit.
All right.
Alright, so that is.
Want to roll your percentage? Hey! No. Want to roll your percentage?
Sure.
No. Okay.
No.
Sixty-three. Okay. Let's see. High is left, low is right.
High is left, low is right.
Just roll a d20. 11 or higher is left. 10 or lower is right.
Eight.
Okay. He's right-handed, so his sword is in his right hand. You sever his arm.
Nice.
You cut in and you...
The Wandering Geek Podcast. We get to talk about MMOs, and board and card games, DVDs, and everything else geeky for those road warriors out there, right?
Yeah, and for other geeks with limited time on their hands, which these days is just about everyone. And there's a special topic we cover each episode, too. The Wandering Geek Podcast.
At www.wanderinggeek.com.
And over on iTunes, too.
How do you get your geek on?
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.